That was a lot. Okay, anyway. Hey, I thought I told you guys not to... Oh, hey, it's you. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't know it was you. Long time no see. Don't just stand there, come and give me a hug. It's so good to see you. Gosh, yeah, no, I just got back in town. The semester finished up, and I'm crashing here with my folks for the summer. Yeah, my parents wanted to see me, and most of my old friends are still around, and I don't know. I guess I was just feeling a little nostalgic, you know? I really missed everyone since I've been gone. Yeah. Almost everyone. I didn't realize that the boys' brigade would be here tonight, so I've been trying to make myself scarce. Not that I'm trying to hide from you, though. I didn't think you'd be here. Well, I'm not a big fan of my brother's new friends. I feel like after you guys went off to college, he kind of fell in with the wrong crowd. They're really different from the guys you two used to hang out with, you know? I honestly don't see why you still hang out with these guys. Hey, I can respect that. Anyway, what are you doing up here? Is everyone too busy puking their brains out downstairs for you to find an open bathroom or something? You needed to get away for a bit. Why? Is something wrong? You guys got in a fight. Over what? It's complicated. Okay, I am a girl. Nothing is too complicated for me, okay? Also, my little brother is the king of all dickheads, so whatever's going on, I'm sure it's probably his fault. Right. Somehow I doubt that. You might be the nicest person I've ever met in my entire life, so you'll have to forgive me for being a little skeptical. I mean, it's kind of you to say all that, but he really is a little shit. Want me to beat him up for you? It'll be just like old times. All right, fair enough. Well, hey, if they're gonna be a bunch of assholes, why don't you come hang out with me instead? Yeah, seriously. Just because they all suck doesn't mean there isn't at least one cool person here you can still hang out with, right? Come on. I've been bored out of my mind tonight. Come hang out and talk to me. Oh, come on! If anyone asks, I'll just say you needed a place to throw up and that I let you use my bathroom. Seriously, it's fine. And honestly, I could really use some company tonight. Unless you'd like to go back down there and hang out with my brother and his douchebag friends, who no doubt now smell like vomit. Yeah, I thought so. Let's go. Voila, home sweet home. Sit wherever you'd like. There's a giant beanbag for everyone. It's funny, isn't it? It's exactly the same as it was when I left for college. My mom didn't change a single thing. Yeah. Oh, what, this little guy? Of course I kept him. Yeah, I still like it. Supermonster is badass. I'd never get rid of Pandasaurus Rex, not in a million years. I'm not sure how I feel about the sequel, but I'll always be a huge fan. And besides, it was a gift. You got it for me for my birthday, I think? Yeah, you remember? Okay, well, listen. Just because I'm in graduate school doesn't mean I've turned into a total stick in the mud. You can study molecular biology and still be cool. I mean, I am still cool, right? Like, I now feel way less old and lame, thank you, because I was about to spiral. Well, thank you for asking. It is going really well, honestly. Well, school is going well, anyway. Oh, it's nothing. It's just, you know, it's just relationship stuff. Oh, him? No, we broke up ages ago. He's old news, practically prehistoric at this point. Well, I met this guy in my program, and things started out really great. I've had a pretty long run of bad luck when it comes to relationships, but with him, I thought things would be different. I've just never been good at the whole relationship thing. Anyway, I thought we hit it off really well, and we started spending a lot of time together, and I felt like he really got me, you know? We were together for over a year, and then one thing led to another, and we broke up right before finals. Yeah, I guess I passed every exam but that one. Huh? It's okay. It's okay. He was actually kind of a dick. Seems like most of the guys in my life are dicks these days. I mean, except for you. Sorry. You're not so bad. Seriously, you're pretty cool. Anyway, you did not come over tonight just to hear me bitch and moan about my failure of a love life. What's done is done, right? I guess I just need to move on. Mm-hmm. I've got my own secret stash. If I don't keep some up here, then I have to go downstairs to get drinks, which means I run the risk of seeing my goblin of a brother. You want one? Here you go. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did give you your first drink, didn't I? I remember it was my going away party. You got pretty wasted that night, like, bad wasted. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I remember you threw up in my bathroom, right in there. You were so drunk, you started crying, and you kept trying to tell me something, but you were so trash that I couldn't understand what you were saying. And I had to put you in my bed and stay up all night to watch you and make sure you didn't throw up in your sleep and all over my sheets. Listen, it's okay. We all have our moments. I've definitely had mine. Do you remember that time I knocked myself out when we were playing on your trampoline? Yeah, like, whose idea was it to put the damn thing under that tree? I remember your mom told us not to double bounce, but I wasn't gonna let that stop me because a double bounce is the best until you break something in your body. Then that sucks. Oh my god, your mom said that you started crying because you thought I was dead. That was the sweetest thing. You were so sweet. Sorry. I just thought it was really sweet how you mourned my apparent passing. And how you came over when I got back from the hospital to check on me and make sure I was okay. You've always been a really sweet guy, for real. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that we all have our less than stellar moments. I guess we all fly a little too close to the sun sometimes, don't we? Hey, as long as you don't tell anyone about the part where I peed all over myself when I passed out, then I won't tell anyone about you crying and barfing all over my bathroom and my bedspread, deal? Great. So are you going to tell me about this fight? Okay. Sure. I promise I won't get mad or weirded out or anything like that. Whatever you tell me, it stays between you and me and it never leaves this room. You can trust me, I promise. Okay, cool. So, what was he giving you shit about? Okay, so he was giving you shit because you've never had sex before. Okay, but... Wait, you've never even kissed a girl before? Wow. I mean, wait, I'm sorry. Shit. I didn't mean it to sound like that. God, I'm sorry. I feel like such a dick. Okay, but hey, look. It's okay if you haven't been with anyone yet. Seriously. I can respect that you don't want to fuck everything that moves, and there's nothing wrong with being shy. Plus, relationships are fucking hard. Trust me. I would know. Okay, listen. Don't be so down on yourself. You're a really sweet guy. Any girl would be lucky to have you, and you're pretty cute, so I don't think you'd have a lot of trouble if you just put yourself out there more, you know? What? I can say that now, that you're older. We're both adults now, and yeah, I'm serious, to be honest. I've always thought you were kind of cute. Oh, oh my God, look at you. You're blushing so hard. All right, hot stuff. Don't let it get to your head. Okay, back to the story. So he gave you a bunch of shit in front of the guys for being a virgin. There's more. All right, lay it on me. Okay, so there were multiple questions. It was one of those games where you drink and answer embarrassing personal questions. Got it. Okay, so what was the other question? You were supposed to say who you thought the hottest girl in the world was. Okay, the most beautiful girl in the world. Got it. Only you would make that distinction. So you guys all had to share who you thought the hottest or most attractive or most beautiful girl in the world was or whatever, right? Got it. Let me guess. You were pissed that he called you out in front of everyone, so you answered the question in a way that would let you get back at him, didn't you? So who did you say you thought was hot? My mom? Okay. Well, if you didn't say it was my mom, then what did you say? You said it was me. Yeah, I guess that would piss him off too. Not quite as funny as saying my mom, but it's still pretty good. Oh my God, I can picture it. He asks you the question and then you're like, let me think. Oh yeah, your sister's pretty banging, isn't she? Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. wait, what? You didn't mean it as a joke? Oh. No, it's okay, you're not creepy, no, it's okay, it's actually really sweet. Yeah, no, it's okay, really. And, you know, I can't exactly say I'm not flattered, that's a pretty big compliment. Wait, he said what? He called me what? What the hell? I've only had like 3 boyfriends in my entire life, and I only slept with, never mind. And then you said, I see. So you guys were fighting because of me. Wow, you said all of that just to stick up for me? That's really sweet of you. Thank you. why am I laughing? I don't know. I guess I just didn't know that you felt that way about me. What? You've had a crush on me ever since we were kids. Wow, I... No, it's okay. I guess I always kind of wondered, you know, about you too. I don't know. I always thought you were just this shy, sweet, nervous little boy, but it all makes more sense now. The way you would look at me when we were growing up, how I'd always catch you staring and how you'd look away as soon as our eyes met. How you would always get a little flustered when we'd all go to the swimming pool together and how you'd get all quiet when I'd sit next to you in the car. The more I think about it, the more I can start to see it. There was so many times I thought you were just you know, anxious. But if all of that was because of me, oh my God. Like that one time I helped you with your theater costume. Do you remember that? When I was helping you put your makeup on and then your zipper got stuck and I just thought you had stage fright. I thought you were going to pass out. Yeah, well, I guess it makes a lot more sense now. I had my hands all over that zipper just tugging and pulling and... Oh my god, I completely forgot about that. Oh no, if I'd known how you felt, I would not have done that to you. I'm so sorry, that must have been torture. I owe you an apology. I was really putting you through it there for a while, huh? You poor thing. Well, it sounds like you've had a rough night, which sounds like it was partly because of you sticking up for me, so thanks for that. Seriously. Hey, I have an idea. What if you got your first kiss tonight from me? Yeah, you heard me. You've never had a kiss before, and, well, you've always had a thing for me, right? So how about it? It's okay, really. Yeah, seriously, look, we've known each other for most of our lives. I like you, and I trust you. And besides, it doesn't have to be anything more than a kiss. It won't make things weird, I promise. Okay, I'm sure. Unless there's some girl you'd rather get your first kiss from. No, there's not. Well, I'm flattered to be your first choice. So, do you want to kiss me? That's what I like to hear. Now come over here and sit next to me on the bed. Yeah, just sit right there. You look a little nervous. It's okay, I'm not gonna hurt you. Just relax. Oh my god, your heart is pounding. You must be a little excited, I hope. It's okay, relax, it's just a kiss. Look, if it makes you feel any better, I'm pretty excited too. Yeah? Good. Okay. Now turn towards me just like that. Stay just like that. Now, I'm going to hold your face like this, and then I'm going to lean in and kiss you, okay? Are you ready? Are you sure? Really? Okay. Okay, come here. There you go. Your first kiss. How'd you like it? Yeah? Was that how you thought it would feel? Feels good, doesn't it? You did good for your first time, I will say. My gosh, well, everyone kind of sucks their first time, but you got it right for the most part. Like, yeah, I guess I'm a pretty good teacher, aren't I? Not sure my students would agree, but... Oh my god, stop. You're too sweet. Do you... maybe want another kiss? You do. Okay, well, come here then. You're too freaking cute. Oh, we're making out, dude. Yeah, it's okay for you to touch my face. I mean, you've already got your tongue in my mouth, so having your hand on my face isn't a very big deal right now, is it? But I appreciate you asking anyway. Yeah. You like how soft my hair is. God, you are so cute. You can run your hands through it. Yeah, that's okay. It feels good. It's just, you, most guys don't say, I love your hair. It's so silky and soft while they're making out with a girl, you know? Most guys would have just tried to touch my boobs by now, honestly. Yeah. Well, aren't you such a gentleman then? Yeah, put your hands on my neck. Oh, it's okay. I like it. Oh God, that feels good. Yeah, you're pretty good at this, you know? Hey, you can touch my boobs if you want. Well, I can't just kiss you and not let you have a little fun. Yeah? You'd like that? Okay. Give me your hand. How does that feel? Is it soft? Yeah? Yeah, it's okay. You can touch them. You can touch me and feel around. Let your hands wander and explore a little. Just do whatever feels good. I'm sorry, I just, I wasn't expecting you to kiss my neck. No, it's okay, I like it, I like it a lot, actually. It feels good, it feels really good. Can you keep doing it? Yeah, please keep doing it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I like that. Kiss lower if you want. Kiss right there. Right. Yeah, right there on my collarbone. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that feels so good. Oh, shit. Oh my God. I didn't think this would happen. No. I'm not upset. I wasn't expecting this, but it's okay. I'm really enjoying myself. You're glad. Well, I'm glad that you're glad. You probably didn't think This Is Out Tonight was gonna go either, did you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Making out with your best friend's sister, your childhood crush, in her bedroom, sitting on her bed, running your hands all over her body, feeling her, squeezing her, kissing her wherever you want. This must be pretty fun for you, huh? What? You're just happy that it's me. And you just want to make me feel good. Come here. You want to make me feel good, yeah? And how exactly? Are you planning to do that? What? You want to go down on me? Why? You heard it feels really good for girls. Yeah. Yeah, it does, actually. You're just really sweet. You're really sweet. I mean, let's do it. If you want to do it, then come here, cutie. Let's do it. All right, I'm just gonna get out of these pants. Yeah, they're kind of tight. Do you like that? You like what you see? Well, I'm glad you like my legs and my butt. And my cute little panties. Yeah, I kissed my ass. Oh my God. I didn't mean that literally. You asshole, you. Oh God, you're kissing. Wait, that's... Oh, God. Hey, slow down. Yeah, kissing a girl's inner thigh might make her feel a little weak. Who'd have thought? Now come over here. Yeah. Down there. There you go. Now, help me take off these panties, please. my God, no. You don't have to use your teeth, Romeo. Just take off my fucking panties. There we go. That's it. Do you like it? Well, thank you. Oh my God, you're such a schmooze. But that's nice of you to say. Now, are you gonna make me feel good or what? Yeah? Okay. Then get down there and show me what you think you know. It's kinda sort of like kissing, so I think you'll do just fine. Oh my God, sorry. Sorry, I'm ticklish. I didn't know you were gonna kiss my stomach. Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, you can... you can kiss me wherever you want. I'll handle it. You want to tease me? Okay. Then do your worst. Yeah, I love that. Just keep kissing me all over. My hips, my thighs, my stomach, I don't care, just keep kissing me. Oh God, you're so sweet. Yeah, it's pretty wet. I'm blaming you for that, by the way. All this teasing is driving me crazy. Well, I'm ready. Go ahead. Do it. Oh, shit. That feels so good. Yeah, I love it. Keep doing that. Please, yeah, don't stop. Oh. I'm gonna grab your hair and just run my fingers through it. Do you like it? Yeah? Good. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my God, you're so... fuck, that feels so... that's so... Oh, fuck. Right there. How do you... oh, fuck, never mind. That spot right there. Yeah. Just like that, yeah. Go faster. Oh, my God, yes, fuck. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's fucking it. Yes, fuck. fuck, I'm gonna come. Felt amazing. Are you sure this is your first time? Well, I guess you're a natural then, huh? It's a shame you can't advertise that sort of talent. You can't exactly put on your resume, "Hey everybody, I give mind-blowing head." My god, dude, you've been seriously underappreciated. What? You're too fucking cute, you know that? Yeah, I believe you. Hey. I think I have another idea. I don't think that I should get to have all the fun tonight. Oh, I've got a great idea. I think you're gonna love it. Come here, cutie. Yeah. Well, I'm about to make this the best night of your life. What do I mean? I'll tell you exactly what I mean. Well, I'm gonna show you too. I am going to suck and lick your cock. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Seriously? You just tongue fucked me until I almost passed out. Do you really think it's gonna bother me to return the favor? You know, my boyfriend wouldn't go down on me at all when we were together. But then he always wanted me to blow him. Go figure. You're right. It wasn't fair at all. God, he was such a dick. No. Oh, fuck. Speaking of dicks, let's see what you've got down there. Does this take you back? Yeah, it's just like that night I helped you with your costume, except this time, your zipper's not stuck. And this time, I'm reaching down there and playing with it just because I want to. I'm just gonna pull these down. Oh. Okay. Someone is excited to see me. Yeah, I can tell. I'm just I'm just gonna feel you for a moment, okay? I'm I'm just gonna tram my fingers around and you flinched. You feeling ticklish? Oh yeah, you're so fucking warm. Looks like I got you pretty worked up, huh? You're rock hard. Yeah, it feels good. I haven't even done anything yet. I'm just admiring my work. Let's see. I'm just gonna grab it and see how it feels. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, you're twitching. That is so cute. I'm gonna stroke you just a little, okay? How does my hand feel? It's soft and cool. Yeah, that must feel good, huh? I'm just gonna rub my thumb up and down on the little spot there. Yeah. And twist my fingers all around the head. Oh my god. When I squeeze it just a bit harder like this, I can feel your heartbeat. Let me get a closer look at what I've done. It looks like you've sprung a leak. Did I do this? I'm so sorry. But you know, I think I may be able to help you out with this little problem here. What? You weren't expecting me to kiss it? Well, I'm about to give it a lot of kisses. And licks. And sucks. Yeah, I've got some plans for our friend here. No, lay back. Yeah, just lay back. I'm gonna pull up your shirt and just tease you some more. Yeah, you did this to me. So now I'm gonna do it. To you. Everywhere I want. It's torture, isn't it? I'm just gonna kiss all over your hot body. On your abs. Fuck. And your hips. Oh my god. And your thighs. I hope you're not too ticklish. Oops, I'm sorry. Did I bump into something? I'm sorry, let me kiss it and make it better. Oh my God, you're shaking. Do you like that? Yeah, I'll bet you do. We can't forget about these guys either, can we? They've got to get love too. Hey! I'm gonna lick it. Oh my God, that shudder. You really liked that, huh? Yeah? Okay. I'm gonna do it again. You should see the look on your face. It's so cute. I like feeling you shake. Do you like how it feels in my hand? Yeah. I'm just getting a feel for it, that's all. Oh my God, look at you squirm. You're so fucking hot. But don't worry. It's not gonna stay in my hand. No. No, 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 no. That's not where this is going. I'm thinking this needs to go in my mind. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just warming it up a little. I think that's enough teasing, don't you? You ready? Okay. Here we go. Oh my God, those moans. Sound like you're having your soul sucked out of your body. Which, in a way, I guess you are. You okay? Yeah? I'll keep going then. Nice and slow. Do you like how that feels? Yeah, I thought so. still alive up there? You can't believe this is happening. What? Oh my god, stop. You know, that's not usually the kind of thing you say to a girl. Oh, and she's drooling all over your dick. Oh. But thanks. You're really sweet. Hey. I'm gonna blow your mind. Yeah. Yeah, I am. You just lay there and watch, okay? You're gonna love this. Throbbing. You're so fucking hard. You want what? You want me to look into your eyes while you finish? Oh my. You're really just that kind of guy, huh? Okay, lover boy. I think I can do that. But that is enough talk for now. Let's get back to it, if you don't mind. I can feel you twitching. You must be close. Are you gonna come? Good. It's okay. You can let go, I want you to. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it, okay? Come for me. Please come for me. There was so much. Oh, look at you. You must have really liked that, huh? What'd you think? Amazing. Yeah? I thought so. It's okay, you can call it life-changing if you want to, I won't mind. Yeah, I bet you've never felt anything like that before, huh? Well, I'm just gonna clean you up a little bit with my mouth. And my tongue. I tried to get all of it, but you still made such a mess. What? You weren't expecting me to swallow? Look, if I'm already sucking your dick, I might as well do it right. I mean, I've already got the whole thing in my mouth. Sort of seems like I should just go all the way at that point, you know? Besides, it was your first time. I wanted to make it memorable. Plus, I did say I was gonna blow your mind, and judging by how your eyes were rolling back in your head, I think I succeeded. But then again, I guess to most girls, swallowing, it's just a matter of taste. Hey. What are you doing? Oh, fuck. Are you serious? Wait, I just blew your mind. Why are you... What the heck are you doing? You don't care. You know, my old boyfriend would never kiss me after I went down on him. But you're really something else. Hey, slow down there, stud. I know I said old boyfriend, but that doesn't automatically make you my new boyfriend, okay? Not exactly. But I do think that we should talk more. And feel things out. And see where it goes. I just need some time to work out what I'm feeling, but I think I want to see you more. You've given me a lot to think about. Oh, shit. It's my brother. Hold on. Okay, here. Go in my bathroom. Close the door. Yes. Lean over the toilet now, please, and pretend you're gonna throw up. Fuck. I need to put my pants on. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Hey, what's up? I think he had way too much to drink. Huh? What happened to my shirt? Oh, I just spilled my drink. Yeah, I must have gotten really shaken up because it just shot everywhere. Yeah, it busted pretty hard. It was a lot. Yeah, I heard. Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess he really got a mouthful tonight, didn't he? I feel like we both have. Seriously? Why would you prefer I just let him throw up all over the floor? Or would you like Mr. and Mrs. Jameson next door to see him painting the driveway with his dinner? Yeah, sure, dipshit. Why don't I just hand him his keys and have him run to the store to pick up some more drinks while I'm at it? Whatever. Listen, I'm taking care of him, okay? Like, really good care, I promise. As for whatever's going on between you two, you can take it up with him when he isn't royally fucked out of his mind. Now, why don't you go back down there and crush cans on your forehead or make out with the other, what the fuck ever, or whatever it is you guys do with each other in your little boys' club. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'll be sure to let him know. Oh, trust me. He's doing great, okay? You can go now. Fuck you very much. Love you too. Bye.
Hey, sorry about that. That thing that everyone keeps calling my brother wanted to see you, but I told him you were a little preoccupied. Yeah, actually, I might have told him you were kind of wasted and that you were throwing up in my bathroom. Like, super wasted. So, yeah. I know you're only a little drunk, but I can drive you home if you want and bring you back here tomorrow morning to get your car. We might have to pretend you're a little more thrashed than you really are. And I might have to pretend to drag you to my car, but I'm sure you can play the part. Well, we've got to tell him something. We can't exactly tell him that we were in here tongue-fucking each other to death now, can we? Yeah? I guess if you stayed around and had a few more drinks, it wouldn't be as hard to pretend. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind having you stick around a little longer. Yeah, I'd like that. And besides, I've got some questions for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you and I have a lot to talk about. You just stay here and keep baking it. I'm gonna get you something to drink. Don't go anywhere. Okay, cutie? I'll be right back.